Hi, welcome to Counting the Beat. I'm Chris and this is my New Zealand music show. Each week I bring you a few New Zealand tracks, something old, something new, sometimes something a little crazy, or just a song that I feel like listening to. The city of sails, the Queen City, the big smoke, call it what you will, but everyone has an opinion on Auckland. In this Counting the Beat place name special, I'm going to feature songs about our biggest city. First up is an ode to Sandringham, From the Weather, which is the vehicle of Matthew Bannister, formerly of Sneaky Feelings. It's from an album called Aroa Ave, which is itself in Sandringham, and it's just been released on Power Tool Records. Poisoners are a punk ska band from Auckland who released a self-titled album on Puppy Killer Records a few years back that includes two songs about Auckland suburbs, one about Grey Lynn and this one called Point Chev Shops.
I became a cop to put away drug dealers, the poisoners, the criminals, not to be one.
We gotta go where the ghosts won't find us. what in fact is your vision for Auckland?
One Auckland, one city, one council, one district plan, one set of regulations, one chief executive, one mayor.
One super city?
One super city.
The Ponsonby DCs have just released a new album called That's What All the Girls Say, but they're probably better known for their mid-80s album, which included the classic G'day Mate. The opening track of that album was this song, Queen Street.
If you sold yourself on Queen Street, how much would you get? Could you make enough to pay the rent? If you set yourself on fire, I'll give you 50 cents. If you sold yourself on Queen Street, how much would you get on Queen Street? Should have seen us, we were quite a pair. I was constipation, she was diarrhea. I was thermal wave, she was frigid there. You should have seen us, we were quite a pair. Looking pretty mean. Look at all the office girls, they look so goddamn clean. Look at all the petrol heads in their hot machines. Maybe catch a photograph of Metro Magazine on Queen Street.
Ponsonby wasn't always the well-heeled, high-income suburb that it is now. In days gone by, the gentrified villas of today were the rental accommodation of low-income earners, students and musicians. Years before they hit the big time in Australia with hits like April Sun in Cuba and Rain, Dragon lived in Ponsonby, and they recorded this song about their home.
It's Sunday at the laundry, you're looking out the window at the Chevrolet and Zappos with the boys in the back. Bumble on the pavement and watch your mother tow you. Don't really go together, but the music brings it back. Mighty fine thing to be. It's a mighty fine thing to be. Be a band on the streets of rock and roll Ponsonby. Rock and roll Ponsonby.
Now on to some songs about the whole of Auckland. The Androids were originally from Christchurch, but in 1981 they released a double A-sided 7-inch single on Ripper Records that teamed up Getting Jumpy with this song, Auckland Tonight.
I'm
Tim Mahone was originally the bass player for Blam Blam Blam, and his musical career has continued since then with a focus on jazz. But then a few years ago, he put together this weird experimental little album under the name The Moth. The album was called Music from a Light Bulb. That album contains this great satirical little number, simply called Auckland.
Tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou, tēnā tātou koutou. Maloe lele, talofa lava, kia rana, ni hao, g'day. I'm a Jaffa. Here we are in my favourite city, the city from whence I came. Landing at the airport, the travellers may notice that the customs officials go up and down the aeroplane spraying aerosol. It is not for the mosquitoes, it is for your body odour. And the hypodermic sky tower, seen everywhere, is a point of reference on how to lose money. If you want to be a daytime gambler, try the southern motorway on rush hour. You have to have a car. Because without a car, you can't go very far. You might want to be in Ponsonby, where there are cafes, where there are people drinking coffee, going me, 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 me. And in Mission Bay, you can find the love of your life on roller skates. And the vineyards in Mangere are doing very well. And in Monaco, the capital of Polynesia, has to be Ōtara. The Renderwins to the Bombay Hills. Not a heaven, not a hell, just another party in Parnell. Pipeline from the Waikato will sterilise the population. Heavy metals stick to the reproductive organ. Rangitoto, ancient hobbit forest, blood red sky. Takapuna, where you need a fortune just to flush the toilet. Khyber Pass, no, not in India. It's where the breweries do a daytime boom every dull day afternoon. Meanwhile, over in Glenfield, where shopping malls are bilingual and Cantonese, and the women speak three languages of cool: one for the home, one for the office, and one for the fools. I think we should introduce a guillotine in Artea Square, where we can execute the politicians that have done crimes against the Britomart. It could become a public spectacle, and we could actually do very well out of it. I want to be a Queen Street farmer. I will round up my sheep and put them into Smith & Coe's. I will do my docking in McDonald's. I will do my dipping in the Finance Plaza. But I have the best idea. The transport problem solved once and for all. We'll flood Queen Street and all use gondolas. Become the Venice of the South Pacific. The city of sales? Yes, retail's going down the tubes. Where once Westfield meant high white gumboots, now it's the Thursday spend of the proletariat. And on Karanga Happy Road, Toyape, the Tohunga with the pet stingray, the strippers and telecom, EMI, Warners, Baycorp, Papafini to the left, straight hookers to the right. And on Onslow Road, I found the Red Squad. Nothing like a bloody good fight on a rugby finals night under lights. I want to be a Queen Street farmer. Feeling blue? You want some glue? Go to Otahuhu. Robbie Robbie rheumatism, bury my brain in the subdivision. And along comes the America's Cup, an old mug. Any old bug can compete, as long as they have enough money. New rules, however. We design the boat, we crew the boat, and then we win, okay? Billionaire substance abusers, you're very welcome. You want to make a film? The Abundant Waitakere. A place for Greek gods and our own very spunky Xena. The flight of the cockroaches to Waiheke, where the rats don't race and the children are optional. The hero parade is for couples, double income, no kids likely. Celebrate our diversity. Do not go to university. For Unitech, read Lunatech. AUT, join Christine Fletcher in a cup of tea. I'll give you a weather forecast. If you can see Rangitoto, it's going to rain. If you can't, it is. And how to discern from our Tasman brothers? Three words: fish and chips.
To close, here's a fiery number from Dunedin punk band Die Die Die. It's called Auckland Is Burning.
Told the truth.
This nation needs inspired leadership. It needs unequivocal strength of character and judgment around standards and values and discipline and patriotism and commitment, and then we won't have any problems.
Are you the man to give us that leadership?
Well, at the moment I'm busy being the mayor of Auckland City and very pleased about that and getting on and doing my very best on that front.
John Banks, thank you very much for joining us.
You've been listening to Counting the Beat, a show produced for Waiheke Radio. In this Auckland special, we heard songs from The Weather, The Poisoners, The Ponsonby DCs, Dragon, The Androids, The Moth and Die Die Die. You'll find more information and links to the artist's sites at countingthebeat.blogspot.com. Thanks for listening, everybody.